Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Back here on Sports Talk, Steve and Charlie hanging out with you, getting ready for the Saints Hour coming up with Mike Haas at 7 p.m. Don't miss that. Stay tuned for even more on the Black and Gold. Now happy to welcome in NFL Daily Podcast host Greg Rosenthal to the radio huddle. Greg, thanks so much for the time. How's it going, man?
It's going. Was that your Saints game this Sunday against the Chargers?
Okay, well, great. We'll kick that off right away with some Black and Gold stuff. What were your impressions, I guess, overall of what you saw from not only Tyler Shuck, but I guess Spencer Rattler as well, the Saints QB duo, you know, battling to be the starting quarterbacks here?
Yeah, and I got a chance to go to practice on Thursday. It was the day before their scrimmage, too, down in Irvine. So I saw him a couple of days, and I thought it was similar both days where Shuck is starting, I think, to get the ball out of his hands, looking a little more confident. Neither day, either the practice or the scrimmage, was the offense particularly good overall. But I do think you're seeing Shuck starting to be more aggressive, whereas, you know, Rattler was a lot of scrambling in the practice, a lot of scrambling in the game. And that's not exactly what you want to see out of your potential starting quarterback.
Yeah, that's great to hear about Shuck, because that was definitely something early on and to be expected with a rookie, obviously, with, you know, going the start of training camp seemed really indecisive, hesitant, like he was in his own head. But like to see the bounce back from after a pick six to throw a nice touchdown. Overall, though, other impressions of this Saints bunch, I know they weren't having a lot of their main weapons and like an Alvin Kamara, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed. So things kind of stalled there, but I guess looking at the defensive side of things, Brandon Staley in that defense coming over to the Saints, taking over for Dennis Allen.
Yeah, I was really impressed with their communication and the energy, really everything from the defense when I went to the practice. I think sometimes you can tell more from this practice than the preseason games, at least ones like this where the Saints don't play too many starters.
Right.
You just see the leadership from a DeMario Davis just so fired up. Kool-Aid McKinstry had a great day, like blanketing Chris Olave, who was pretty frustrated after that practice, and Alante Taylor looking good. And I think Staley's a little re-energized after everything that happened with him as Chargers head coach, that he's starting to build something again on this defense. So, look, that's going to be their recipe, is defense and running the ball and trying to get just enough on offense. I do think they have a chance to have the right attitude on defense to be more competitive. I'm a little worried, though, if they're hoping to run the ball and that's where they're going to excel, that the offensive line is good enough to do so. We definitely didn't see that in the scrimmage.
Yeah, that definitely seems like a big concern. The O-line and run game was been a factor for this team during training camp, and we just haven't seen those big explosive plays. I guess that's good for the defense, but we didn't even see anything much against the Chargers in the run game either. Some other news around the NFL, though, Greg. Looking at what Shedeur Sanders did for the Cleveland Browns in the opener over there, I think grabbed obviously a ton of people's attention. And for the Shedeur Sanders fans out there, everybody kind of pointing their finger saying, told you so.
It's funny because all the draft analysts thought they were down on Shedeur. I work with one Daniel Jeremiah, do a show with him, and he thought he was kind of down on Shedeur compared to others, and he had him as, you know, the 25th best player in the draft. So I think to someone like him and to a lot of people, myself included, it doesn't seem surprising that he looks more like an NFL quarterback, including in practice, than the third-round pick they took, Dillon Gabriel, who no one really thought was going to be good. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to be a great player, but I think he's an NFL player. There were some groaners and plays in that game where he's, you know, running backwards for 20 yards, but for the most part, I thought he made really good decisions. He looked like a guy that they are going to want to develop, and I have a feeling he's going to end up playing plenty for the Browns this year, because there's not much point in playing Joe Flacco the whole season, and I think Shedeur is the second most talented, you know, guy on the roster, maybe the most talented. Flacco's 40 years old.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Greg, I wanted to ask you, kind of building off of that, the rookie QB class kind of caught a lot of heat entering the 2025 draft as not being as talented. Obviously, you didn't see the six quarterbacks go in the top 12 like you saw in 2024. But you see, you know, the preseason debuts of a guy like Cam Ward who went 101. He has that first drive where he misses a couple passes, and all of a sudden he leaves a touchdown drive in his very next drive. And then the Titans had seen enough. They take him out. And then Jackson Dart has a really strong preseason debut for the Giants. You know, we already brought up Shedeur Sanders. Tyler Shuck, you know, his kind of preseason debut as well. He throws the pick six and then bounces back with the 50-yard touchdown bomb. Just your general kind of thoughts on the QB class as a whole. I know you already talked about Sanders, but also Dart and Ward and then Shuck as well.
Yeah, I think other than Ward, it's just a class that doesn't have high ceiling players, and that's what gets people excited. But we saw with Bo Nix last year, for instance, with the right coaching, a guy who, you know, went sixth. I know it was 12th overall, but it was sixth at the position and came in and was very productive. These quarterbacks in general, I think, are more pro ready than they have been ever since I've covered the league. So I have some optimism about Dart, about Sanders being a little better than people think. I also, you know that I've been fooled by the preseason before, and it's a whole different game, certainly, when the regular season starts. And Ward in particular, I think he's going to be in for a wild ride. You're going to see some of the best throws by any quarterback all season, and you're going to see some disastrous games. I just think that's who he is, especially as a rookie, and that's okay. Some NFL greats have started out their career that way.
Yeah, like you mentioned, I thought Jackson Dart had a pretty good outing. What are the Giants going to do over there, though? I don't think Jameis is your starter. Do they end up going with Russell Wilson week one, you think?
That's been the expectation. That's what they said. They tried to make it sound like there's not even a competition. But when you listen to Brian Daboll talk about Jackson Dart, I think he's extremely excited about what he sees. And if Dart puts together another week or two this strong in the preseason, I think he could start as early as week one, but certainly at some point when Russell Wilson, you know, doesn't keep it going early or in the middle of the season.
Kind of building off that, Greg, just looking into your crystal ball. The Saints play the Giants week five, October 5th. Just kind of like, this is obviously a very far off prediction, but do you think that they're going to end up seeing Jackson Dart? Do you think that Russell Wilson's going to maybe have that short of a leash before they actually go to the young guy?
If I had to guess, yes, I would, because I'm basing that on how Russell Wilson's looked to me in the last few years. He can put together a few games, but overall, there's a reason why he's available to a third team in a third year and really isn't making much money. So, yeah, if Dart is basically in this preseason, I think, playing to earn that job, and if he keeps it up, then he'll be starting by then in my mind.
Greg, curious, what are your expectations in the NFC South? The Saints are not the favorite, obviously, to win the division. Tampa Bay has been rock solid back-to-back-to-back-to-back years now, four straight seasons winning the division. But can Carolina or Atlanta push the Bucs for that top spot?
I think the Falcons have the offensive firepower to do it. I'm a little wary of Michael Penix. People just assuming he's going to be a really solid to good starter based off four starts. I want to see more. Sometimes that small sample size late in the season doesn't always say what's going to happen the next year. I think the Bucs are a pretty big favorite in this division. I think they're ready to take the next step and be a real Super Bowl contender. They've got a lot to like on both sides of the ball. I think they could improve a lot on defense. So to me, they're a heavy favorite. And it wouldn't surprise me if Carolina and even the Saints are closer to the Falcons, basically, than any of the teams are to the Bucs.
Greg, definitely appreciate your time, man. Look forward to hearing more of your stuff on the NFL Daily Podcast. Enjoy the rest of the preseason. We're getting closer to the real deal. Thanks so much again for the time.
Yeah, can't wait. Good talking to you guys.
Greg Rosenthal, NFL Daily Podcast, joining us there. Looking forward to black and gold football also back in the Superdome this Sunday. That'll be a noon kickoff right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars.